This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India has signed a defence deal with France to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft. The Intergovernmental Agreement, IGA, was signed yesterday by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Minister of Armed Forces of France, Sébastien Lecornu, in New Delhi. Out of 26 Rafale marine aircraft, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. The delivery of these aircraft would be completed by 2030. The agreement includes training, simulator, associated equipment, weapons and performance-based logistics. It also includes additional equipment for the existing Rafale fleet of the Indian Air Force. The deal is expected to generate thousands of jobs and revenue for micro, small and medium enterprises. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in YUGM conclave today in New Delhi. YUGM, meaning confluence in Sanskrit, is a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators. It will contribute to country's innovation journey driven by a collaborative project of around 1,400 crore rupees with joint investment from Vadhvani Foundation and government institutions. Our correspondent reports that the conclave aims to catalyze large-scale private investment in country's innovation ecosystem. Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly has passed a strong-worded resolution to condemn the terror attack in Pahalgam, in which 26 people, mostly tourists, were killed on 22nd of this month. The resolution, which described the attack as heinous, barbaric, inhumane and cowardly act, was unanimously adopted by the House after three-hour-long discussion. Speaking yesterday at a special location of Special session of the Assembly, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah expressed solidarity with the victims of the terror attack and extended condolences to their families. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal met with UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade Jonathan Reynolds yesterday to advance negotiations on a free trade agreement FTA between the two nations. Mr. Goyal, who arrived in London for 2 days of discussions, emphasized strengthening investment ties and boosting bilateral trade. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal confirmed that the FTA talks between India and UK are being relaunched, with both sides committed to moving the agreement forward. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has underscored the need to achieve the target of 1 billion UPI transactions per day within the next 2 to 3 years. She has stressed the importance of accelerating the internationalization of UPI with the development of interoperable frameworks. The finance minister yesterday chaired a meeting in New Delhi to review the various aspects and the way ahead for the Unified Payments Interface UPI ecosystem. The meeting was attended by the senior officials from the finance ministry, RBI and National Payments Corporation of India. In a significant milestone reflecting the growing digital trust in India, Aadhaar authentication transactions surged past 2,707 crore during the financial year 2024-25. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has witnessed a substantial uptick in the adoption of its authentication services, especially the face authentication, which has gained remarkable traction across sectors. Minister of Electronics and IT said the rising adoption comes alongside a record-breaking 44.63 crore eKYC transactions completed in March 2025 alone. In Mizoram, 3 members of a family were killed and 1 injured when a heavy rock fell on their moving car near Aizawl yesterday. According to police, the incident took place in the Bukpui area while the family was returning to Aizawl from Lengpui Airport, about 35 kilometers from the state capital. A couple and their daughter died on the spot, while the son, who was driving the car, sustained injuries, a police officer said. Indian women's cricket team will take on South Africa in the second match of the 2025 Tri-Nations series today. Led by Harmanpreet Kaur, India will face skipper Laura Woolworth at South Africa at 10 a.m. Indian time. In IPL T20 cricket, host Rajasthan Royals defeated Gujarat Titans by 8 wickets at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. Today, host Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.